Now, of course, each year we do this Lessons of Jazz concert, and we've given you trumpet players and trombone players and sax players, and everything players going on. This is a little bit different. You're getting a conductor player. And this makes life very easy for me, because I just get to sit back and watch this band play, something I don't get to really do. But boy, the thing that's so neat about this is we've been doing a bunch of these tunes by Bob Kurnow now for some years, and we really enjoy doing some. So you're going to hear some old friends that you've had maybe in years past at some of these concerts, but we're also going to be hearing a whole bunch of new ones, and each of the band we're going to be hearing some Stan Kenton stuff too. If you are not aware, Bob Kurnow used to play trombone and mellophone. If you don't know what a mellophone is, you're going to find out with the next band, right? Back in the Stan Kenton band. And after that, he's gone ahead and started arranging tunes. And we're going to hear some Pat Metheny stuff, Lyle Mays stuff going on, and has reissued some of these Stan Kenton tunes. So this is a great step. I think you're in store for some really wonderful music coming up here tonight. And brace yourself for some of the big moments. I definitely will tell you that one. So, with no further ado, I'm very pleased to present our 2008 legend of jazz, Mr. Robert Kurnow.
Brace themselves. So, perhaps you should. This first piece that we're going to do together, and keep in mind that I just got here yesterday, just about this time, maybe a little earlier than this, and 99% of what you're going to hear tonight is the result of tremendous preparation by Eric and Isaac and Jim Bowie and the guys that work this band constantly in rehearsals in the regular teaching schedule. So I'm up here as kind of window dressing, but enjoying the living daylights out of it so far. This is a Pat Metheny Lyle Mays composition, a quite extensive thing, has great Celtic overtones, and it is called The Awakening, and it features Scott Lillard. Is that your name, Scott?